and instantly there returns to me the characteristic smell of that room, the penetrating odor of an ill-trimmed lamp burning cheap paraffin. Lighting by electricity had then been perfected for 15 years, but still the larger portion of the world used these lamps. All this first scene will go, in my mind at least, to that olfactory accompaniment. That was the evening smell of the room. By day it had a more subtle aroma, a closeness, a peculiar sort of faint pungency that I associate, I know not why, with dust. Let me describe this room to you in detail. It was perhaps 8 feet by 7 feet in area, and rather high than either of these dimensions. The ceiling was of plaster, cracked and bulging in places, gray with the soot of the lamp, and in one place discolored by a system of yellow and olive-green stains caused by the percolation of damp from above. The walls were colored with dun-colored paper, upon which had been printed in oblique reiteration a crimson shape, something of the nature of a curly ostrich feather or an acanthus flower, that had in its less faded moments a sort of dingy gaiety. There were several big plaster-rimmed wounds in this, caused by Parload's ineffectual attempts to get nails into the wall, whereby there might hang pictures. One nail had hit between 2 bricks and got home, and from this depended, sustained a little insecurely by frayed and knotted blind cord, Parload's hanging.